Hashemila krisoi henenu. After you filled up your stomach with the maror, chayzim varchalei. That's when you want to tell me you should first make the alachilas maror first later. Like it's not right. Since you ate already the maror the first time, that's when you should make the bracha, and not first eat a lot for karpas, and then eat again later maror, make the bracha a second time. Elom Rav Chizda, therefore Rav Chizda says, what should you do? Meikara mevorachalei bar piyadama. V'ya alachilas maror. In a chanami, if you only have maror, at the beginning when you eat the b'teros karpas, you have to make two brachas then. You have to make a bar piyadama, and then you make an alachilas maror. V'yachal, and eat it then. Ulev saif, later when you do it a second time, stam, a second time is either that there should be two times dipping in, the kid should ask twice, or else there's an Indian teat maror a second time later, bizman the yikah zman ha-mitzvah. But when you eat it the second time, ochel achila chasa, b'lei bracha. You don't have to make any bracha at all. Not even a bar priyadama, and not a maror, because you already made the bracha on maror. Tishbam says, l'psayf ochel, b'lei bracha mishum deboi trei tibuli. Why do you do it the second time? Ah, you did the mitzvah maror already? Stam, because you have to have trei tibuli. B'suria avdi kirafuna. In Suria did like kirafuna, that first they made only bar priyadama, then later they made the maror. That's the straw like Rav Chizda. That no. That vice says, we talk like this should come out, we paskin, mitzvahs is ain't tzrichas kavona then. So therefore, when you eat the maror the first time, you are mekayim mitzvahs maror. So therefore, you're supposed to make the bracha then, make an alachilas maror then, a bar piyadama then, and then a chnami lady, you don't have to make any brachas. What do you eat the second time? For the Rashban says, spam, because there should be two tibulin. That's all. At the beginning, the first time. Toy says a little bit different. Toy says the svari is that Rav Chizda, that's Rav Chizda, Toy says, Nami Nira Sarah Kreshlokish. This is Toy's the Chiddush. Now, could be Rav Chizda Tak holds like Kreshlokish. That mitzvah Srikas Kavona. The boy Kavona. Then the question is, if you hold mitzvah Srikas Kavona, so when you eat the maror first, you don't have intentions to do the mitzvah then. So why should I make a bracha then? I'll kill this maror. The Khuri not be Makanda Mitzvah Mara then. If you hold Mitzvah Srikas Kavona, you have to have intention to do the Mitzvah. So when you take your Mara at the beginning of the beginning and dip it in Teras Karpas, you don't have intention to do the Mitzvah. So you've not been Makanda Mitzvah, so why do you have to make a Brocha then? So I tell you still, Afal Pikain, Savra of Chizah Svar is, Diyein Noch, and it's not nice, Levorach Betibul Sheni, to first wait to make the Brocha Al Achilas Mara first later, Kivan Chekvar Mila Krisain. Since you already ate it before, you already filled yourself up. Ladak, you filled yourself up. Just means since you already ate the maror already, it's not nice to make the bracha alachilas maror later. These why? Because these sover ain't tzrichas, because they didn't tell me alachilas those posha ain't tzrichas kavanam. Hillel amen of hedya. Did nothing with tibul rishon. Then you borach with tibul sheni. Bracha levatola should have said that. But since it doesn't say this, mashmano that really you're first doing the mitzvah later first. At the beginning you didn't do the mitzvah chiddush. But even though you're not doing the mitzvah and eat the first maror, there's a svara to make the bracha alachilas maror then. Because since you're eating maror then, make the bracha then. Now Tai says, Rav Chizda alachilas maror, and then Tai speaks such. Tai says throughout the tremendous chiddush here, that even the chiddush now, even though you're not being mekayem the mitzvah maror right now, you're first being mekayem the mitzvah maror later, still it's possible to make a bracha now. Since this is like the beginning of a Maisa Mitzvah, even though the key of the Mitzvah first comes later, but since it's one Maisa of eating Maror, at the beginning of the Maror, you could make a Bracha. So I just make the Sushtel by Tchiyah Shofar also that way. By Tchiyah Shofar, we make a Bracha by the first Tchiyahs, even though the Ikka Mitzvah Tchiyah Shofar is first later, Vishash Yiblo, Vishash the Brachas, by the Chazar Sashas. That's the Ikka Mitzvah Tchiyah Shofar. It's supposed to be in the Tekonah, Tchiyahs Al HaBrachas. Still, we make the bracha at the beginning of the shofar, even though that's not the Ikra Mitzvah. And the reason is because, since it's like one long Maisa Mitzvah, it's a swear to make the bracha at the beginning, even though that time is not the Ikra Zman of the Kima Mitzvah. See here also, when you eat the Mara at the beginning for the Karpas, that's not the Kima Mitzvah. Still, it's a swear to make the Mara, make the Achilas Mara then, because that's the beginning of this Maisa Mitzvah, that later when you eat the Mara the second time, the Kima will be later. But since you started to do the mice at the beginning, that's the svar you have to make the bracha right away. then Taisa, but in Minigiz, next page just says, the nearer the answer of our Bar Pri Adam like we do. We don't have to make another Bar Pri Adam on the Mur, in the middle of the meal. Afagab the Agod heavy hesi, the Chura between the first Bar Pri Adam and the second, when we eat the Mur, we said the Agod are in between, that's a big hesi, can appreciate Yel. Flaniftur Bircha Shatibur Rishim, Gamaka Bircha Samaitzi Portrosum, Devil of Verma Boyam Techasuda Machmatasuda, Shrey Yerokas Gurum Nalay, that since vegetables is called part of the meal, and vegetables give you bigger appetite to eat, so pshita, when you made the bracha, moitz lechem menorot, that potters you for the bar pri adama and the mar also. So that's how many what we don't make again a bar pri adama. Just some rishonim argue on Tosis, that's why metchila, the minig is that when you make the bar pri adama on the karpas, he's supposed to have in mind to be yaitzer with the mar later. But even if you didn't have a mind, you don't make another bracha bar pri adama, because we're saying on Tosis shita. That when you eat the wake the moitz lechem menorot later, that potters the mar later.
Now the Rashbam before, on the last Omid, on the Daf Kuf Yudal Ramabez, the last Rashbam, he's the one that says that you make a Bar Pri Adam Etchilo, Taino Brocha Ruilhem, the Yifteres Hamorah Mibirchas Pri Adam. It's mashed from him also that the first Bar Pri Adam we made when we had the Karpas, we should have in mind that that Brocha should part of the Morah we're going to eat later. And it's because of the first Bar Pri Adam that part is the second Morah. And not like Tosis says, it's because that the Birchas Hamoitzi Lechem Menoritz is the one that pot is the Mora. Now again, this last machlokes we had between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda was in a case when you only have Mora. So we say you have to use the Mora for Karpas and then you use the Mora again later for Mora. When do you make the Brocha Shekhrishan Mitzav Zivano al Achilles Mora? So Rav Huna says you make the Achilles Mora on the second eating. As when we have the Mora, L'shem Mitzvah's Mora. So that place speaks out right away that for sure Rav Huna has to hold like Rosh Lakish, that he hold mitzvah sriches kavona. Therefore, when you ate it, b'teros karpas, you were not mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, you can't make the brocha then. But you have to wait to make the brocha l'chilas morer later when you eat the morer l'shem mitzvah morer, because you have to have kavona. That's Rav Huna shita. Now, Rav Chisda shita is that says no, that you can't wait to make the l'chilas morer later, because he says a svara l'acha shimila krisa yemenu chayzim v'oruch alei. It's not a svara that since you already ate the maror, that you should wait to make the bracha later. Now Tosis says that Avad Rav Chisda also holds like Rish Lakish, that mitzvah is tzriches kavona. Therefore, even though the first time you eat the maror, you're eating it only b'teros karpas, and you do not have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, still you could make the bracha al achilas maror. And that was Tosis Chiddush, that since this is like the beginning of the achilas maror, even though you first be mekayim the mitzvah later, you could make the bracha now. Now, the Mishnah Brewer explains this, that when you first make the brocha al Bar Pri Adam and al Achilas Maror, you should eat a little bit only. And when you eat it then, taki, you're only eating it with the kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvahs karpas. The real mitzvahs maror, you're first going to be mekayim later when you eat it after the matzah, because that's the ikka mitzvahs maror. Still, he says, though, it's not called the brocha levatola, because when we make the brocha al Achilas Maror, we made it kidei lechol hamorosh acher hamatzah v'hagodah. That we may have in mind now that this bracha should help for the morah, which we're really going to eat later. And he says it's not called a hefsik, or bavach la yafsik b'dibur macherim. Einachlam, in such a case, you should not talk about other things in between this bracha that you're making by the karpas, the alachilas morah, and later until you finally eat the morah later on. But again, this is only if you use morah for the karpas. But the way we do, there's no problems. We make a Bar Pri Adam only by the karpas, because we don't use mor, and then later we make the bracha on mor. All right, we'll stop here.
The fifth line. He used to make sure when he ate karpas at the beginning of before the meal on Pesach B'nai to use shar yirokos, other vegetables, not to use mor. Lafuke nashu meplukta, to get himself out of the machlokes. Because if we'd only use mor, then we had a machlokes before between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, what bracha you would make. Like if you only use mor for karpas and then later after the matzah again for mor, use mor, it was a machlokes. Do you make the al achilas mor at the beginning by the first achila? Or do you make the achilas morer on the next by the after matzah? So the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda went to make the bracha al achilas morer. So therefore, the best thing is to do like we do. By karpas, we use other vegetables, we make a bor pri adoma, that's all. And then later, when we have the matzah, after that we have the mor, then we make our bracha. Omar Ravina. Omar li Rav Mesharshia, bray the Rav Nosin. Hochi yom Hillel. This is what I heard over from Hillel. Now this Hillel is an Amora Hillel, not the Tana Hillel, not the Amora. The Mishmei the Gemara, heard over from the name of the Gemara, means heard over from his Rebbe. This is what he heard over. That what? That lo nichrach inish matzah umor bahadi adodi. That bezman is there today, when we have the Pesach, say the Pesach benight, we should not eat together, like in a sandwich, the matzah and the mor together. Don't be kurich, put together matzah and mor, bahadi adodi together. V'nechlo eat them together. Why? Why shouldn't you do this? Mishun desvirulon, because we hold that matzah bezman is there diraisa. Today, even though we don't have a Korban Pesach anymore, still matzah is midiraisa. Because there's another post that says, Be'erev Teicho Matzahs. Means at night time he's supposed to eat matzah, even bezman there's no Korban Pesach. Still there's a mitzvah to eat matzah Pesach benight. Umorah d'rabonin. Mashenken, the mitzvah to eat morah today is only midirabonin. Why? Because by morah the post says that you should eat the Korban Pesach, matzah and morah together. So you only have a chiyuv to eat the morah midiraisa bezman there's a Korban Pesach. But bezman is there, we have no Korban Pesach. There's no mitzvah midiraisa to eat morah. After we eat morah, it's only midirabonin. So therefore, bezman is there, the matzah we eat, that's mekayim the mitzvah midiraisa. Morah is only midirabonin. Therefore, if you eat the two of them together, like in a sandwich, we also eat morah, the rabonin, or mevato le'la matzah diraisa. The morah, that's only a chiyuv to eat now, midirabonin, will be mevato, will take away the mitzvah of eating the matzah, Pesach by night. Therefore, now, bezman is there, you're not allowed to eat matzah and morah together by the Pesach by night. And he says, V'yafilu l'mandi yoma, mitzvois, ein mevat lezu azu, even according to the mandi yoma, which is Hillel, we'll soon see. Hillel sheet there is, that mitzvois, are not mevat lezeh, you lie to do two mitzvos together. And therefore, this man, the base of Mikdash was Kayim. Hillel used to eat matzah and morah together, used to make them into a sandwich, and eat the two together. Whereas he holds, even though they're two separate mitzvos, but the klal is mitzvos, are not mevat lezeh. Hani, mili, when do we say that? The Yeraisa b'Diraisa. If both mitzvahs are midiraisa, it's very good. Like Bezman de Beis HaMikdash, so the mitzvah teet matzah was midiraisa. The mitzvah teet morah then was midiraisa. So therefore, according to Hillel Shita, you lot eat it in a sandwich, lot eat together. With the Pesach also, we ate together. Oy d'rabonin b'd'rabonin. Or else in a case where both mitzvahs are only midirabonin, it'll also be good. You could eat two mitzvahs together. We will not have this klal of mitzvahs mevat lezuazu. Avol d'Yeraisa d'rabonin. But bezman is there now, that eating the matzah Pesach b'night is a mitzvah midiraisa. And eating the morah bezman is there that we don't have the korban Pesach is only midirabonin. Is also the rabbonin of mevatel elu diraisa. The rabbonin of eating morah would come and be mevatel, take away the mitzvah midiraisa of eating the matzah. This is what Hillel's chiddush was. They said over the name of the Gemara, such a chiddush, that even according to the Tana Hillel, that holds all over mitzvahs, are not mevatel zuazu, you're allowed to eat bezman the Beit HaMikdash, matzah and morah together, that's only bezman, both are midiraisa. But now that morah is midirabonin, we say this svara, the rabbonin comes, and is mevatel, the mitzvah of matzah. So the Maram speaks out, Maram Kolova speaks out, the sum of farshim learn is a din takin tam, that the tam morah comes now as mevatel, the tam of matzah. Even though usually we say something that's nesein tam is not bottle, so for sure you're still tasting the matzah, so what should be wrong with it? But he says, since the morah is a very strong taste, that would yet be mevatel the tam of the matzah. But the Ramban doesn't like this pshat, but he holds no, that it's tam al tamim, you taste both tamim, it's not called one's mevatel the other. Like that alone, just how you taste it, you taste matzah and you taste morah together. That shouldn't be any chsaron. The Ramban says it's a klal of mitzvahs, not a din in nesein tam. It's a din of mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah with a reshus together. In other words, about morah bezman is only midirabonin, that means midiraisa, there's no chiyuv to eat morah now. So when you eat morah, it's called like a reshus in diraisa tikalacha. You don't have to. So if you eat matzah, you're mechuyuv to eat midiraisa. So when you're eating your matzah, if you can eat morah also, since nageh to the diraisa, it's called like a reshus, you don't have to, that will be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah. It's a svar in doing mitzvahs. When you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah, you can't do a reshus with it together. If you do the two things together, the reshus, the thing that's not mechuy, midiraisam, is mevatel that mitzvah midiraisam. So if even though bezman de beis hamikdash, Hillel used to hold the mitzvah was bedavka to do both together, to eat the matzah, the morah, and the pesach together, of bezman azeh, you're not allowed to do it.
because if you eat the matzah and the mor together, the mor that's only midirabonan is going to be mavatal the mitzvah midiraisa of matzah. That's what the Hillel is saying over. Right. So the mor now man tana. Who is this tana? Man tana the shamadle that we hear that he holds mitzvah is ein mavatle zuazu. That holds that one mitzvah is not mevatel the other mitzvah. Like we said in the case where both are midiraisis, you'll either do two mitzvahs together, one is not mevatel the other. So where it says Hillel hi. That is the Tana Hillel. The Tanya we learned like this, Tana Braisa. Omer Olav al Hillel. They used to say upon Hillel. How did Hillel used to do? By Pesach, by the Seder, by night. Shoya Korchon Bivasachas. He used to make a sandwich. He was the first one to have a sandwich, Hillel. He used to eat matzah, morer, and Pesach all together. From the Korban Pesach, the meat all together. The Ochlon, and he ate them all three together. Shenema, the Pesach says, Al matzah, sumrorim, yechluhu. He's supposed to eat the matzah, the morer, with the Korban Pesach all together. That's the way Hillel used to do it. And we don't say, I is three separate mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah matzah, there's a mitzvah morer, mitzvah Pesach. How could you eat all three together? Let's say one mitzvah is mevatel the other mitzvah. That's Hillel Shita. No, in Hilchas mitzvahs, there's no concern to do two or three mitzvahs together. Now, this is not like we had a Gemara before that on the same kais you should not do two mitzvahs. Like before, we had a svar on the same kais you should not make havdolah, should not bench and make havdolah on the same kais. Because there's a svar that two separate mitzvahs, and really each mitzvah needs its own kais. So to do two separate mitzvahs on one kais, that's a chesaron, looks like a mitzvah, ain't ois a mitzvah, chavilus, chavilus. You can't do a few mitzvahs on one object, because it looks like you're stingy, like the mitzvah is too much of a burden to you. That's why you don't want to use two different kaises. That's a difference for him. That's instead of using two different cups of wine, you want to get away with one cup of wine. That we don't do. But here you're doing all three mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, the mitzvah to eat mor, and a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. And you eating all three? There's only a new chesaron, though, where you're allowed to do all three of them together. So Hillel says yes. There's no sorrow for mitzvahs mevatlei zu. No, since you're doing all three mitzvahs, even though you do them together, you're allowed to do them. Just bizman ezeh, the Gemara just said, Hillel just said, the Amari Hillel just said, that bizman ezeh today, you can't eat any more than matzah and mor together, even according to Beis Hillel Shita. Because bizman ezeh, that mor is only midrabonin, so in negate to the rice, it's like a rishus, or rishus, something you're not mechuyiv to, is zichem mevatel the mitzvah. It's not nice to do the mitzvah with the rishus, like Ramban learns. It's mevatel the mitzvah. The Dreshbam, Korchem of Asachas means Pesach, Matzah Mor, Korchem Mekrach Echod, Kemoi Korchem Begami. He used to wrap it around together. He wrapped around all three things together, Hillel. Bishab Bisman, he had the Korchem Pesach, the meat, the Matzah, and the Mor. So the Gemara now, Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, Cholkin Olov Chaverov Al Hillel. That the Rabbonin argue on Hillel. And they hold you're not allowed to eat Matzah and Mor and Pesach together. As even Mizman, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, you're not allowed to eat the three together. You know, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Rabbanan argue on Hillel and hold that mitzvahs are mavatlai zuazu. What's with the Raya? The Tanya we learned. Yocho yehei korchon. Bevasachas, I would think maybe the mitzvah is and Pesach b'night, to wrap all three together. Wrap the matzah, the mor, and the Pesach together. The oichlon. The way that Hillel used to do, this is the Rabbanan speaking back to Hillel. I would think maybe you're right, Hillel. Talmud Leiman, no, the Pasuk says, Al matzois umrarim yachluhu. Says Loshin yachluhu means you're supposed to eat each one. Says the Bryce sends off, Afilu zebif nayatzmai, vizebif nayatzmai. Even though you eat each one separately, you also be mekayim the mitzvah. You don't have to eat all three of them together the way Hillel says in a sandwich, but you're allowed to eat first the matzah, then the morah, then the pesach, and when you want, eat them separately. And he's medayik from the word yachluhu. So Rashbam says, it says loshin yachluhu, eat them like kol echad bifnei yatzmai. Smash from each one of them, eat separately. Mid like siv yachlu oisai. Joshua said yachlu oisai. Eat this. I would know the pesach koi. The siv liel v'yachlu es abosar. Since it's such a loshin yachluhu, it's smash from each one separately. That's the rabbanan shita. So some of Farshim learned that Mamish, this is a direct kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Rabbanan argue on Hillel, and this is Rabbi Yochanan's Raya. This is the Raya, the Rabbanan argue on Hillel, because Rabbanan's Dash in his Pasuk, Yechluhu, that you're supposed to eat each one separately. Then the Gemara asks the question, Maskev lo Ravashi, Ihochi, if that's the case. if you Rabbi Yochanan, want to say from this brayso you bring in a raya, that the Rabbanan argue on Hillel, Maya filu. What does the Rabbanan mean to say? Afilu zebefniyatzmein. Afilu is mash, but the Rabbanan say, if you want to, you could eat them together. Just Rabbanan just saying, argue on Hillel, not that you have to eat them together, just it's up to you. If you want to, gzuntayt, eat them together. But if you don't want to, you're allowed to eat them separately. That's all the Rabbanan are saying back to Hillel. So in other words, it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Rabbanan argue on Hillel and say, mitzvahs, mevat lezuazu, you're not allowed to eat the two together. So where's your raya of Yochanan from this braisa? This braisa, the Rabbanan only argue on Hillel and just say, there's no chiyuv bedafka to eat them together. You have your choice. If you want to eat them together, if you don't want to, eat them separately. But I call upon them, the Rabbanan amoid, if you want to eat all three together, you're allowed to. So even from the Rabbanan, we see they hold mitzvahs ein mevat lezuazu. So from here, there wouldn't be any raya. El om Ravashi. Ravashi says like this. Hi Tani, know what this Tani, this Braisa means to say? Hochi Tani, this is what the Braisa means to say. Yocholo yotza buhu yidei chavosei. Elim ken korchim avasachas. Now the Rabbanan now are talking back to Hillel. Maybe you're right, Hillel, that the only way you could be mekayim the mitzvah is if you eat the matzah and the mor and the pesach all together. The oichlon kederach, shil oichlon, you have to eat it the way Hillel used to eat it. Talmud Leimon, this the Rabbanan come and say, let's learn the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Al matzoisum rarim yachluhu. Says, Lashon yachluhu, you should eat it. Mashma afilo zebif neyatu zebif neyatzmai. That's all the Rabbanan mean to argue. The Rabbanan only argue on Hillel just saying that you should know, if you want to, it's up to your choice. You don't bedafka have to eat all three together. If you want to, yes. If you want to, no. Each one separately. This is one pshat in the Gemara. This is where the Rashbam learns pshat in this Gemara. See Rashbam, sorry. Maskelor Ravashi. So Rashbam, miyo chokin alo chaveruk Rabbi Yochanan. Really, Rabbi Yochanan is still right. No, Ravashi just saying, alba mihoch aloi shaminin. From this braisa, you have no raya, Rabbi Yochanan. If you're raya, you can't be from this braisa. From this braisa, I don't see that the Rabbanan argue on Hillel to say that mitzvahs are mavatle zuazu. No, the Rabbanan just say, in this braisa, you have your choice. But if you want to, you could eat all three together. So even the Rabbanan hold, mitzvahs are not mavatle zuazu. That's the way the Rashbam learns this Gemara here. Other Mepharshim learn different pshat here. Other Mepharshim learn that even Rabbi Yochanan, when he meant to say Chokm Lachaveir al Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan never meant to say so strong to say that the Rabbanan argued to say that Taka mitzvos amavat lezuazu. Rabbi Yochanan also made that according to Rabbanan, maybe they hold mitzvos ein amavat lezuazu. Rabbi Yochanan only meant to say that the Rabbanan argued on Hillel to say that you don't bedavka have to eat both together. If you want to, you can eat them separately also. That's all Hillel. That's all Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya, and that was the Tanya. That was his raya. Another Mepharshim learned that what was Rav Ashi's Kasha? Rav Ashi's Kasha was back to the first Gemara before. That the Gemara before started off to say that Afil l'man diyam and mitzvah same avat lezuazu. Mashmi is saying there is a man diyam that holds the yom avat, that the yom avat lezuazu. So that was the Gemara's Kasha now. From this Braisa, you don't see any such Rabbonim. It's a question how to learn the Shaka of a Tanya in the Gemara here. But according to some Mishanim, even Damaskim, like, that Rabbi Yochanan never meant to say that the Chacham Machokim to say Bedafku, you have to eat them separately. He also knew you could eat them together if you want. You have your choice. Yes. Yeah. So I call upon where Rashbam learns Demison the Rizal Machlekes Taka that Rabbi Yochanan is right still, even though there's no right in this Raisa. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Rabbanan argue on Beis Hillel, and the Rabbanan hold is a klal of mitzvahs arm of atle zuzu. You can't eat the two mitzvahs together. Beis Hillel says no, you have to bedavk eat the two of them together. So Gemara says, what do we do now? Because Hashna, like Yitm Hilchasa, like Yehilov, like Rabbanan, now that we do not come out with a clear psak, who do we hold like? Hillel or the Rabbanan? In other words, according to Hillel, the mitzvahs bedavka teed matzah and morah and pesach together. That's the mitzvah according to Hillel. According to the Rabbanan, the mitzvahs no bedavka teed each one separately, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Or else, if you want to, the way other Rishonim learn, according to Rabbanan, if you want, you can eat them separately. So what should we do b'zmanah then now? How do we do the mitzvahs today? So the way we do it now is like this. Mivorach al achilas matzah. V'yochel. First thing to do is eat matzah b'zmanah. That's for sure you have to do according to everybody. You have to eat first the matzah by itself.
because matzah bismanazeh is midiraisam. Because not only from this pasuk of Yechluhu to be dashin, you have to eat matzah, there's another pasuk that says, Be'erev teichlu matzah, that Pesach b'night, you have to eat matzah. Now that pasuk does not say it has to be with the Korban Pesach, so that pasuk applies even today, that we do not have the Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah midiraisam to eat matzah. So therefore, since bismanazeh, the only mitzvah midiraisam we have is matzah, the morah that we eat today is only midirabonin. Because midiraisa, there's only a chiyuv to eat matzah, the pasuk says, al matzah semorim yechluhu, with the korban pesach. If you have no korban pesach, midiraisa, there's no chiyuv to eat morah. So bismanazeh, according to everybody, you can't eat the matzah and the morah together. Because even according to Hillel, you can't do that. Because today, the matzah is diraisa, and the morah is only midirabonin. So since it's only midirabonin, that was the Gemara before, pshitam, the morah that's only a rishus, will be mevato the mitzvah midiraisa. So therefore, pshit according to everybody, bisman is there, you have to first eat your matzah and make a bracha l'chilas matzah. Now he says though, what about the morah now? For ho de mevorach l'chilas morah v'yochel. Now later, like we do, we make a bracha l'chilas morah and eat it by itself. Now why do we eat the morah by itself? Why is this? Because we're choshish like the rabbonin shita. So that the Rabbonin say, even with man, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, there's Badafka mitzvah to eat each one separately. You have to eat it separately. But since you have to eat each one separately, that's why we eat the Mara now also by itself, to be Yetzir the Rabbonin Shita. For Hodar after that, Ochol, Matzah, V'chatzah, then later we eat the Matzah and the Chatzah and the Mara, V'hadi Yadodi, we make it into a sandwich, eat it together, V'loi Brocha, without making a Brocha. And why do we do it? Stam zecha lemikdash hilul, a remembrance of the way Hillel used to do bezman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim. That Hillel's shita was you have to eat the two of them together. So that's what we do after we have our matzah and morah. Then we stam do zecha the way Hillel used to do. So Rambam learns v'hashtad liit mechaz like Hillel like Rabbanan. So a Rabbanan the price moedel Hillel the chirichin leishaper dami al Rabbi Yechon who come and plead yulei Rabbanan gami. Listen, according to the Rabbanan that the Rabbi Yechon holds that Rabbanan argue that you can't eat the two together, therefore mevorach al matzah lechuda. Zeich lemidish kilu, kumoy shoyoy silo bizman shebetim nishkayim, shoyoyach lemsochim. The time when you used to eat the Korban Pesach, you used to eat all three together, so we do zeich the way he used to do. So Tosis speaks out like this, ele mevorach, next to last Tosis, ele mevorach al matzah, we first make a bracha on matzah, v'yochel mevorach amor. So Tosis, yimho yukurach shneim yachad, tchilo, have a osi moru the rabbonin the mavato lamatza. That's pshita. We can't eat two together as man is there, even according to Hillel. Because since today moru is only with rabbonin, the moru would be mavato the mitzvah of matzah. So therefore, we have to eat matzah by itself. Now v'yimho yoichu matzah b'lei moru tchila. Yeah, kishoyo korchin achakach osi matzah the rishus the mavato moru the rabbonin. And so it's another svarim. Once we have to eat matzah by itself, now when we go to eat the moru now. If we would make a sandwich now of the matzah and the morer, we would not even be yotze hillel shita anymore. Because our koponim with the rabbonim, we have a chiyuv to eat morer. Now matzah, we already ate matzah already, we already did the mitzvah. So if we're going to eat the matzah now with the morer, the matzah the second time is only rishus, that would be mavato, the mitzvah of morer. Therefore, we have to eat morer by itself separately, and after we do each mitzvah separately, then we do stam zeichet, what hillel used to do. So Tosis miyu, he have a kaimel on kilul. If we would hold like Hillel Shita though, have the Avdin and Hochi, this is the way we would have done. If we only hold from Hillel Shita, we would have done like this. Matzah Lechuda. First eat matzah. That's Shita, you have to eat matzah now, because tomorrow is only with Rabbonim, tomorrow we would bring a vatel the matzah. For Hodder, you know what else you have to do? Just one other thing. For Hodder, matzah mor bekricha. After the matzah, you would make your sandwich right away. Kivan shetzarech lasas mit Rabbonim, mitzvahs kricha kilum. Have the Rabbonin, Udi Rabbonin. It's according to Hillel, like we spoke about before, according to Hillel Shita alone, how did you eat Morah b'zman de Beis Hamikdash? You only ate Morah in a sandwich. So now Morah is Midi Rabbonin. Midi Rabbonin will be the same way you did in the b'zman de Beis Hamikdash, that you have to eat it in a sandwich. So according to Hillel, what you should have done is just eat matzah first, to make the mitzvah of the Midi Raisa. Now when you want to do the Rabbonin of Morah, you should make a sandwich right away, the matzah and the Morah. The reason why we do not like that is because we're choshed like the Rabbonin Shita. That maybe the Lachar is like the Rabbonin, that even Bizman, based on Mikdash Kayim, used it each one separately. So therefore, first we have Matzah separately, and then we have Morah separately. And then some we eat the sandwich together without a bracha, Zecher, the way Hillel used to do it. Right. Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Yishiya, Kol Shetibulai B'mashkem, any food or Paris fruits that's stuck into water, Shetibulai, you dipped it into water, Tzarech Latilo Shedayim. Before you eat these wet fruits now, Kol Zaman, the fruit is wet, you have to wash your hands. That's why our minhag is Pesach by night before we do Karpas. Everybody washes their hands. We don't make a bracha. We'll soon see why we don't make a bracha. But we wash our hands before we eat the karpas. Why? Because the karpas is dipped into salt water. That's into the food that's dipped into mashkin. You have to wash your hands. This Rashbam says, kosher tibuli b'mashkin, a garnierek b'kutach, a vegetable and kutach, a chaymetz and vinegar, tzarchil shadayim, mishur mashkin, from the cost of the water. Shadayim shnis, the hands are shenu l'tumah, v'chol ha-poisles, ha-truma metama mashkin yitchila. Anything that's matama, the truma is matama mashkin, becomes a tchilu tuma. So the water would also become a tchilu tuma. We don't want the water to become a tchilu tuma. Before you touch fruits that are wet, you're supposed to wash your hands. Now, Omer Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Shema Mina, from here we see that high chasa, when we eat morer, we eat the chasa, is tzorach l'shkuya b'charoisis. You have to mamish dip it in to the charoisis.